Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Connecting with Spirit. I am Medium Michelle Stockatelny, and today is just about connecting you with your loved ones and spirit guides. We are not going to be doing any too much talking aside from taking callers, which I see are there are a number of you waiting. So for those that have been waiting already over 15 minutes or so, please continue to be patient. I'm going to get to as many people as I can in this next hour. So just please enjoy. I am really looking forward to connecting you with your loved ones and spirit guides. Let's take our first caller.
Hi,
hello, may I have your name,
Carla.
Please?
Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you?
Oh, I'm well, thank you. And so are you calling for a message from Spirit today?
For my guides, yes.
Perfect. Okay, so all I want you to do is to relax. Have you been listening to my show before? Do you know kind of my understanding of guides?
No, I've never listened to your show yet.
Oh, it's okay. No, so it's good just to start off with, just to mention about guides especially. Spirit guides for me, and this can be different for every medium. I just give what I have been doing for so many years. Spirit guides are spirits that are currently not incarnated, but they have learned all of the lessons that we're currently here to learn. And the ones that I bring through for you will be ones that have been with you since before you were born, so they know you very, very well. And I'll be able to describe their appearance, their name, as well as they'll choose an age and even an accent to speak with sometimes. It's important to know, though, that when they provide all of this, that in spirit we don't have a set age or appearance or anything like that. They simply do this to help us connect with them, because then we feel more connected knowing, oh, this is what my guide looks like, or this is their name, and it helps us to feel that connection with them more strongly. How we know, though, that our guides are with us is based on the information they're going to bring forward about your path and about how to help you and everything like that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Perfect, Carla. So all I want you to do is to relax, inhale deeply through your nose, and exhale slowly through your mouth as I connect with your energy, and we will see which of your guides wants to come forward today. Okay, Carla, so as I'm connecting with your energy, the first few things that I'm noticing, I'm feeling just the slightest tension in my forehead. So it tells me that you're not too much of an overthinker, but there is the potential there sometimes for you to, well, the words I'm hearing are mull things over a little bit much. And the other thing that I'm noticing too is just a tiny bit of, I want to say a bit of tension in my lower abdomen. So this tells me that between the root chakra and the sacral chakra area, are you familiar with the chakras?
Yes.
Okay, good. So between those two areas, I'm just feeling like there's a bit of healing that needs to be done. So when I feel that kind of tension in those areas, it tells me that there are things that, certain fears we might want to look at and try to overcome, things that we might not even be aware that we're fearful of, but kind of, you know, usually things like fear of the unknown or things like that, as well as also a little bit of emotional issues from the past, usually from family relationships. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and so the guide that's coming forward for you today, Carla, okay, and I'm seeing a few of them, they're all very excited. So I'm feeling the male vibration come forward. Okay, it's your healer guide. Okay, so your healer guide is coming forward, and our healer guides, they help us with our physical well-being. They can work with the chemicals in our body and the energies around us, but of course they can only do so much. Most of what they have to do is provide guidance and support and suggestions to help us make the healthiest possible choices for our bodies and our minds and spirit. So they do the best they can with what they have, but, you know, of course we have free will. Yours is showing himself as a male vibration, and I'm feeling him come closer. Okay. I'm just taking a look at him now. Okay. See, he's kind of more of a traditional type of, spirit doctor type that I'm seeing. He's showing himself more in a suit. I feel like he says he feels more comfortable in a lab coat and all that. So I feel like he really resonates with modern medicine. I get often a lot of shaman, medicine man, but I also get a lot of traditional like surgeon type of guides. And yours is showing himself as more of a he prefers the more modern way of medicine, it looks like. But he has a lot of experience with both, it feels like. And as he's coming closer, I'm hearing him, and I feel like he's got an English accent, and I'm trying to get his name for you right now. He shows himself as kind of youngish in the face, and I'm seeing him. He's actually got a kind of like a brown goatee kind of thing. I forget if it's called the goatee when they have the mustache part as well. It's all of that. And let's see. He's got brown eyes, brown hair, and it's kind of disheveled a little bit. So he has a very eccentric appearance, but he's very calming and peaceful, I also feel. Okay, and I'm just feeling his name right now. Okay. Stephen Baring? I feel like his name is Dr. Stephen Baring. The last name is B-E-R-R-I-N-G, I feel. That's what I'm seeing anyway. So I feel like Dr. Baring is coming forward for you today, Carla. Okay, yeah. Okay, so what he's saying is that you carry a lot of stress in the upper half of your body, and he says that you have a hard time detaching yourself from outcomes that you're going, like with situations that you're going through. Does that make sense?
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah, so what he's saying is that you focus a lot more on how others are suffering more than yourself, though. He says that you're kind of more worried about how you can help them and how you can make things better for them, and you're kind of putting a lot of your energy and time and thoughts into what is bothering other people. Does that make sense? It feels like you're a natural helper.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. It feels like you have a lot of natural abilities to be there for others, help them with what they're going through. And it seems like the words kind of just flow from you. Do you find that sometimes where you just kind of have these thoughts about how to help others?
Yes.
Okay. And so what he's saying is that while it's great that you're so open and able to do this for other people, that it's important you remember that some of that needs to be turned on yourself, because he says you're far more reluctant to look at what needs to be healed from within as opposed to saying, oh, I'm here to help you. I want to help you, and I want to help you heal and all that kind of stuff. It feels like you're hesitant to take a really, like, it feels like there's not a lot of healing from the past to do, but it feels like whatever there is to do, you've kind of hesitated in doing so. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so what he's saying is that now is a good time, because you've reached a place on your path. It feels like you're, he's saying that, like, the last 10 years or so, it's been one thing after another for you. There's been so many different things kind of coming up for you that have challenged you, and it's helped you grow as a person. He says that you're much more patient now than you were, but that now is a good time for you to kind of take a look at the things that you've been avoiding. Does that make sense?
I've been more patient, but I don't know if I'm really avoiding too much,
Well, how we know if we're avoiding something is okay, he's showing me that there's things that come up in your thoughts, things maybe from the past, or even things that kind of happen currently. And instead of letting the emotions flow fully and kind of acknowledging them and working through them, accepting, forgiving, letting go, or even speaking our truths to other people about maybe what our needs are, how, you know, if, you know, setting boundaries with people who might cross our boundaries quite often, we kind of, you know, don't do that. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so that's what he's talking about. It's time for you to speak that truth, to set those boundaries, to not be afraid to let others know what you need. Because it feels like you're very strong, but also you know and recognize, it feels that there are times when you could use a shoulder to cry on, or you could use someone to lean on. Does that make sense? And it feels like,
yes,
you don't know if you can trust anyone enough to do that.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
That's true.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And so what Dr. Baring... Well, exactly, right? And so,
because
sometimes when you have that helper vibration, when you have that nurturing vibration, people are drawn to that. And so you probably find when people kind of come up to you and they don't know you, they're unloading their whole life story. And you're like, okay, why are we talking about all of this? And that's just the natural part of being a natural helper. But what you can do is learn to work with it and not against it, not to be, you know, constantly draining yourself so much that you're going out of your way above and beyond to help everyone else. And then there's nothing left for you. And then when you need someone, you know, you're hearing crickets, right? There's nothing, and no one's stepping up. And so what he's saying is that it's important for you to demonstrate the setting of boundaries by no longer allowing yourself to be, well, he's using the word taken advantage of. So sometimes it feels like you kind of let others cross quite a bit of the boundaries you would normally feel like setting. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's the way I used to be. I think the only one
that
is my daughter now.
Right. And it's difficult, right? Because you want to help, but unfortunately, you know, you can't do everything for everyone. And often the lesson is to allow others to have the opportunity to step on, you know, stand on their own 2 feet and be there supporting, but not leading. You need to lead for your own life, not for everyone else's. And it feels like those that may have depended on you a bit too much, they're not learning what they need to learn in order to thrive on their own and to accept responsibility for their own choices. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And so your healer guide is, okay, yes. And he's saying that too right now is a really good time. It feels like you're starting to be more open to your own personal spirituality is what he's saying, that you're looking at different avenues of what lies for potential for what you could do to grow, within yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And so what he's suggesting for you specifically is, So I don't know if you've done this already, if you thought about doing it, but he's showing me looking at like workshops and stuff like that might help you learn how to be able to set boundaries as someone who's very empathic, someone who's very sensitive, to learn how to basically learn how to say no and not feel guilty about it and that kind of stuff. Does that make sense to you at all?
I have learned, that already. I think it's just with my daughter. Like
right,
said,
and so you're having difficulty mostly with her because she's so close. Well, depending on her age, what it matters most to remember that parents here are very much like our spirit guides. We have to let go enough so that they can learn how to be responsible for themselves and learn that it's not always someone else's fault. It's not always, you can't always make everything better or kind of alter things so that it's always in their favor. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so remember that sometimes by setting those boundaries, especially with, older children and all that, and, even adult children, it helps us to help them in a way that they probably hate at the beginning, but will thank us for later. Because without that, because one day, when my guides say, sometimes it's important to remember that one day we're not going to always be there to do what they're expecting us to do. So if we can teach them to do it for themselves or encourage them or give them the space that they need in order to start doing for themselves, then we're giving them, quite a big gift, even though it doesn't feel like it to them at the beginning. So I think you need to be less hard on yourself and not so expecting so much from yourself when it comes to that situation, and not being upset about yourself not doing what you think that she wants you to do, or even if she gets mad at you, it's okay for them to get mad, because the love will always be there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions for your guides today at all?
What do they see for my work coming up?
Okay, well, I can ask. If it has anything, if the answer would affect your life lessons, they can't give a lot of information, but they can always give guidance. But if it won't affect your life lessons, then they can usually provide something. So I'm just going to ask your guides right now. I don't know where you work, but the first thing I'm feeling is that there's a certain level of frustration going on right now, and that there is, it's almost like you're waiting for the next thing to happen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I feel like they're saying is stop waiting for either for everyone else or for decisions to be made. Start thinking of what you can do to speed up the process or to make the changes you need to make so that you're happier again, because it feels like you're not quite as happy as you were. And I'm sensing that there's space for you to make changes that will positively affect the environment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so they're encouraging you not to keep holding back. It feels like you've had some urges to do certain things, but you're kind of waiting and waiting, and it's not happening. So don't allow that frustration to eat away at you. Just take the bull by the horns and just go for it and see what you can do, because, you might be able to encourage others to make similar decisions and to start moving forward with everything. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, Carla. Well, I really hope that you enjoyed meeting your spirit guide today, and I want to thank you so much for calling the show.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So many blessings to you. Awesome. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
So, for spirit messages, I just love them. They last, anywhere between 5 to 10 minutes. They're very different than a full reading, but they're so helpful, I feel, to our paths. Our guides or our loved ones will bring forward a message that we need to hear that will help us get through whatever we're going through at this time. So let's take another caller. Hello,
Hi,
Maytay.
How
have your
you?
Name, please?
Sorrell. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good, thank you. I'm sorry, I missed your name, though.
Sorrell.
Lorel? I'm
Sorrell.
Sorry. Lorel, okay. So, are
Sorrell.
You calling for a message?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Sorrell.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Okay,
thank you. It's a beautiful name.
You're
are you calling
thank
for
you.
A message from Spirit today?
Yes, regarding a guy named Sam and me getting a new vehicle soon because it has got stolen a week ago. So anything you have with that and whatever messages, please and thank you.
Sure, I will connect with your energy. I don't know if they'll bring forward specifically about that, but we never know. Spirit will give you exactly what you need. So I'm just going to connect with your energy now. I just want you to relax and breathe mindfully and just allow Spirit to flow. Okay. Okay, so as I'm connecting with your energy, the first things I'm noticing is, I'm actually feeling quite a bit of tension in my upper chest, which tells me that there's a bit of anxiety. And of course, if something just got stolen, you're feeling anxious. It feels like there's a bit of anxiety going on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, and it feels like there's a lot of, there's also like the heaviness on my chest. So it tells me that there's also quite a bit of worrying about what's going to be happening in the future or things like that. It feels like you probably think more about the possibilities of what might happen more than actually just being in the moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we're all guilty of it from some time to another, but I'm absolutely feeling that with you. Okay. Yeah, and absolutely. One of your spirit guides is coming forward, and I don't know if you were listening before, but our spirit guides, they have been with us since before we were born, and they help us with all of the things that we're going through. So they'll have beautiful messages to help us get through what were our challenges and help us to empower ourselves. Okay. Yes. Okay. So the guide that's coming forward for you today is your guide of compassion. And our guides of compassion help us with learning our lessons on self-love and forgiveness and patience and all of these wonderful things. Yours is showing herself as a female vibration. And I feel that she's gorgeous. She's showing herself as, she's got very dark skin, and I feel like she's very, like, traditionally African. She's got this beautiful, like, headpiece on it. I wish I could draw you a picture, but it's very colorful. And she's wearing this beautiful long dress, and it's got, like, greens and reds and yellows in it. And I feel like she's got, like, this loving personality where, you know, like, everyone that would cross her threshold would just be, like, treated like family. She's got such a great smile. She's got she's very thin in the face, and she's got a really big smile. Oh, and I'm going to get her name for you. Let's see. What is your name?
Yeah, so I could better connect with my guide.
What's that?
I said, yeah, so I could connect. My spirit guide.
Better with your guides. Well, it's always, yeah, we have so many guides around us. I spelled it K-I-K-O. I feel like her name is, she pronounces it Kiko. Okay. And she is just smiling at you. She, like, her smile is like looking at sunshine. She just makes me smile. Like, I just love looking at her. And she's got just like this wonderful maternal vibration. I just feel so much love from her. And she's coming forward today, and she's saying to you, well, she keeps calling you my child. And I just feel like that's just the personality that she has. And she says, my child, I am so proud of you. She says that you're someone that she just loves to be around. She says you have such a good uplifting personality, and you make people, I don't know if you noticed this, but she says you make people very happy around you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So she said that you make her smile. Like, she loves to see the things that you do. She says that you have a big heart, and you're someone who, you know, you go above and beyond when you can to just make someone else's day better. And I feel that about you.
Mm-hmm.
What she's bringing forward in terms of a lesson or a message for you today, it has a lot to do with, I'm hearing two words, patience and forgiveness. And it feels like sometimes you feel a little impatient about the future. So you're not really paying attention to what's going on right now. You're kind of focused on, like, why hasn't this happened yet? Why hasn't this happened yet? And you're kind of going through that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And she says the other aspect is forgiveness. It feels like there's again, I'm feeling that in the chest, which tells me that, are you familiar with the chakras at all?
Yes, the sacra, the root. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're focusing on the heart chakra right now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so she's showing me a lot of green, like which tells me it's about your heart chakra. And when I'm feeling this kind of heaviness and denseness around a heart chakra, it tells me that there's healing to be done, especially about like past friendships and relationships, things that have maybe didn't end so well, or that they're kind of in limbo, where there's not you know, you're not really quite sure why they are the way they are, like maybe a bit of tension between you and others. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so she's bringing my attention to this because she says, you don't need to care. Well, again, you have to picture her saying this with a very thick accent, and she has such a, she's a deep voice, but it's still very feminine. I wish I could let you hear this. It's just so beautiful. She says, but you have to let it go, my child. And she says, it's no use carrying the weight of the past. And she's just, she's holding your hand, and I just feel so much love and healing coming from her. And I feel like it, you know, has to do with even situations, especially, okay, she's drawing my attention to the last 4 to 6 months, and she's saying that, she says that you've been experiencing different kinds of hurts. Does that make sense to you? Emotional hurts?
Yeah, I have.
And ups and downs.
Yes.
Okay. And so what she's saying is, you know, she's like, forgive them because it's not going to help you to carry that with you. And I feel like she wants you to remember that a lot of what others do or say, it has so much more to do with what they're going through than how they actually feel about you or anything like that. So she wants you to remember that, you know, it's not up to you how others react or how others, you know, say and do things in life. You know, it's to let it go and to not carry it like it's been, not carry it like it's incredibly personal. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good. And so Kiko is just, oh, she's so lovely. Okay. And mm-hmm. The one thing I'm feeling with right now is like a type of headache on the top of right side of my head. Do you ever get headaches like right there, or it's kind of a tension type of
like
headache?
Like a little tension. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A little tension.
And that's kind
feeling.
Of, oh, yeah. And so I'm feeling that right now. And what I feel with that is she's like, well, again, it completely keeping in line with her personality. She's kissing you on the top of the head. And she says, this would be much better if you'd remember to, like, especially letting things go. And not to just say, oh, everything's okay or everything's fine if you do this thing, I'm okay. It's more about forgiveness and remembering that life is so short. And ask yourself if carrying that kind of energy or that emotion or the weight of those feelings is really helping you at all. Because she says that when you're happy, everyone is happy around you. But when you're not feeling so good and feeling those emotional hurts, everyone around you kind of picks up on that. And she wants you to know that she says that you have such a wonderful personality, just to let it shine and not be worrying about what those other, you know, what others might think or say, or whoever might not be having a good relationship with you right now, to just shine your light and to be who you are and to not look back is what I hear. Does that make sense?
Yes. Now, does she have anything to say, like, about my car or a guy named Sam?
I'll see what she says. Okay. So when I mentally ask her about Sam, she kind of smiles and puts her index finger to her lips and smiles and shakes her head. So that tells me that there's likely a life lesson in there. She can't say much about that because there's going to be a lot of free will, but she is smiling. So I can sense from it that she wants you to really trust your intuition when it comes to what comes next with this person. Okay. And regarding the car,
yes, it had got stolen last week, and I just, you know, they're catching a buzz and me working on a school, and it's just it's so frustrating. I don't know what to do.
Okay. But you're not waiting for that car to come back, though, right? Like, it's, I don't feel like it'll coming back.
I already know. No, I'm just.
What am I hearing? She's saying that, okay, she's not giving me, like, specifics, because, again, obviously this has to do with a lot of things that you have to do in order to gain a new car, but what I'm feeling is whatever you do, it's going to be a, like, older car, like, it's going to be a used car, and if you keep your ears and eyes open, you'll find, okay, and I don't know why, she's showing me it's like a beige or brownish car is what I see. So I don't know if you've seen one like that or if you have a specific kind in mind, but I feel like it'd be better to go, not to spend a lot of money on a brand new car is what I hear. Does that make sense to you?
Not to spend a lot of money on a brand new car.
Yeah, like not to go all out. To maybe, if you're going to purchase a new car, she's saying to, she advises you to do it very economically, to not go above and beyond in terms of getting a brand new car or like spending a lot of money on a car. Does that make sense?
I don't want to pay like no car. No, as far as that, no. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all she has then. And I hope that, you know, moving
Thank
forward, you.
You
take the other things that she said to heart, because she just loves you so much. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And I want to wish you all the blessings
Have
in the world.
Day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny when guides come through, because often, especially if you haven't been to a medium before or if you've never really connected with your guides before, your guides are always very excited to bring through messages for you that they've been kind of holding on to for a while. They'll share them with you, you know, in your subconscious mind and all that. But when they have the opportunity to come through a medium and say, these are all the things I've been wanting to say to you for like 10 years, they definitely take the opportunity to. And it's wonderful to hear what they have to say, because they see us in such a different way than we see ourselves. They see us for who we are fully. And this is something we just simply aren't seemingly capable of while we're here. We're very hard on ourselves here. And I've been told this many times by my guides, if we could just see ourselves for even just 10 seconds, the way our guides see us, we would never be very competitive or jealous or angry about things that go on in our lives. We would just feel so much more at peace if we could see ourselves the way our guides do. So let's take another caller. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Are you calling for a message from Spirit today?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to connect with your energy, and we will see who comes through, okay?
Okay.
I just want you to relax. I can feel a bit of tension in your voice. I just want you to try to relax. Inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. And just try to allow the energy from Spirit to flow, okay? Okay, Kimberly. So when I'm connecting with your energy, the first things I'm noticing are, it's like a bit of nausea in my upper, so I feel like my chest area is kind of up there. It feels like there's a lot of, I feel like you're maybe a little bit blocked in the heart chakra right now, which tells me that there's a lot of emotional healing that needs to be done. It feels like there's hesitancy about things that are going on in your life, and it feels like there's, I just feel like there's just a bit of unhappiness right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a little.
Okay. And so what I also feel with this is that there's, okay. Have you ever had a mediumship reading before?
I have.
Okay, because I just feel like there's a bit of a block there, and I just want you to try to relax and just try to allow the energy to flow, okay? Okay, so I do feel a loved one coming forward, and I'm going to describe them the best that I can, and you let me know if you recognize them, okay? And so when I feel this loved one coming forward, I do feel it's a female vibration. She has a motherly, grandmotherly vibration, so I'm not entirely certain who she is to you yet as I'm connecting with her more closely, but I feel likely a grandmother, but we'll see. I feel she was someone when she was here. She, okay. And so what I'm feeling is she's someone who really enjoyed being around her family, but also it feels like she worked hard. It feels like, I don't know if she actually worked in like a workplace or just worked hard with the family, but it feels like she didn't take a lot of time off for herself. It feels like she was always constantly busy and doing something, and she always had something on the go. It feels like there weren't many empty days on her schedule. What I'm also feeling with her is quite a bit of head pain. So it tells me that before she left, she would have felt something probably predominantly around her forehead. It feels like there was stuff going on there. And it feels like before she went home that she also... Yeah, and with that head pain, it's like it's traveling all the way down my spine. So it tells me that she likely had some, quite a bit of back pain probably before she left. It feels like she wasn't as strong as she was, but she tried her best to keep going until she couldn't anymore. I feel like overall, she had a strong personality. She was someone who didn't, it feels like she didn't sugarcoat things when someone asked her opinion. She liked to kind of tell things like they were, but she still had a gentleness about her. Are you recognizing her at all? Okay, good. And so what I'm feeling with her, she's coming forward. It feels like she's kind of coming behind you, and I'm seeing her, and she's like placing her arms around you, almost like giving you like a hug from behind. And I feel like as she does this, she's almost like gently rocking you back and forth sideways. And she has me doing this as I'm speaking. And when I'm feeling her doing this, I feel like she's just wanting you to let go, because it feels like you, she says that you really have a tendency to kind of bottle up the emotions, and it feels like it's been difficult for you to let them flow. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I feel with her is that she's saying you don't have to be strong all the time. You know, no one's expecting you to be strong all of the time, because it feels sometimes you try to shoulder more of the responsibilities and more of the weight of things going on around you than others do. And you feel like you have to, otherwise no one else will. And it's weighing you down. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
Okay. Yeah, and so what she's saying is, she's stroking your hair, and I just feel there's so much love there. I feel like she just wants you to, she says at least once a week, allow yourself to just be who you are and just do something you want to do. Stop trying to do for others, and just remember that it will be as it's meant to be, regardless of how much you do. So she's saying to let go of control a little bit more, to not try to make everything perfect for everyone else, or not to, take on so much responsibility that isn't yours. She's saying you'll be so much happier for it, and it will help you a lot. I feel physically this will help you too, because I feel physically there's a lot of tension in your body. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, and so what she's saying is that she really wants you to remember that, you know, pay attention to what's going on the inside. She says when she was here, she tried to ignore things like the pains and stuff like that. But she says then it just got worse. And so she's encouraging you to not do the same thing. Like if something's bothering you, you know, either get it checked out just for peace of mind even, and to not ignore it. Like especially if it's something that's kind of aching and hurting, give yourself a day off. Give yourself time to rest. And let your body, because when our bodies start to hurt or become, you know, achy or things aren't working so well, like if say digestive or anything like that, that's our body saying we need to rest. And far too often, all of us, we just ignore it and we just keep going and going and going until we no longer can. And then we have to sleep or rest and take time off that we can't afford to because we waited too long to let our bodies heal. And so I feel like this has a lot to do also emotionally, though, too. Your body will feel a lot better if you focus a bit on emotional healing, allowing those emotions to flow, allowing the things that you don't really want to surface. Because it feels like there's sometimes, especially if we've been grieving or we're kind of going through some part of the healing process, we sometimes don't like to feel or express any of the unpleasant feelings like anger or, ones like that, like frustration, things like that, that we feel like we can't really do much about. Does that make sense to you?
Perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Okay, good. And so sometimes that's why it starts to, you know, it's kind of like you've heard the term like boiling under our skin, and it just does that. And if we're not willing to face it and not willing to let it flow and not willing to acknowledge it or accept it and, you know, work on forgiving and all that, it just gets worse and worse. It creates these blockages in our energy and then in our body, and our body manifests these pains and discomforts. And our bodies are perfect vehicles to let us know what's going on emotionally and spiritually with us. And she's reminding you, please don't ignore it, because it can be better. It could be so much better if you would just take that time for yourself and to remember that there's no emotion that isn't valid. You know, sometimes we feel guilty for feeling the emotions we feel or having the thoughts we think. Meanwhile, we don't want to attach ourselves to those thoughts or those emotions. We just need to let them flow and acknowledge them and accept that they're part of our healing process. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, Kimberly. So I really hope that this message from her has helped you. I feel so much love from her. I feel like she's smiling and saying that she's always with you and that she does check in on you. So I don't know if you talk with her, but I feel like she's there with you and she likes to talk with you, especially when you sleep. And she's holding your hand now, and I feel like she wants you to know that you're never alone in this. There's always love and support with you in spirit, okay?
Okay.
right. Okay, so many blessings to you. I wish you all the luck in
Thank
the world.
You.
I hope that you feel better soon. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, I love when loved ones come through, especially, you know, every medium sees loved ones differently. And as I've explained before, loved ones are more difficult, at least for me, to connect with compared to spirit guides, because spirit guides have a lot of training to connect with people in the physical world because they're constantly around us. They're constantly helping us. They're always there supporting and guiding. And loved ones, they're there for us, but not in the same way or at the same level or nearly as much as our spirit guides are. So when they come through, it can be difficult, especially if they don't come through often, come through a medium or, you know, connect it often. So they have to learn how to do that as well. And when they do, the messages go very quickly. So I tend to get personally more personality traits, sometimes things that they felt before they went home, sometimes names, but I never give names unless I'm really, really certain about it, because so many names sound very close together, and you can quickly invalidate the connection by saying, oh, I have a John here, and oh, no, it was James, you know, and I don't like saying, oh, it's a J name or whatever, because I feel like that's too broad. I want to give the most specific information that my guides and I can. And so for some loved ones, it flows very naturally. And for other loved ones, it's a little bit of work, and we do the best we can simply because, you know, spirit has to, especially if they're readjusting to being home or if this is their first time coming through, there's a lot to know about how they do that process, because they have to lower their vibrations a little bit to meet the medium, wherever the medium's vibration can get to. And every medium is different. So it completely depends on so many factors, but we all do the best we can, and that's what mediumship is about. And overall, it's about healing, and that's why we do this. Let's take another caller. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Hi. Nice to talk to you. I would like to know if my beloved mother and father and beloved brother David have any messages for me there in heaven.
Okay. I can never guarantee a certain spirit will come through. We usually have time for one when we do messages, but I will connect with your energy and we'll see if we can bring someone forward for you. Okay, Wendy? So I want you to...
Alrighty.
Yeah. So, and I believe I've spoken to you before, right? Did you call on
yes.
Thursday night? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Hi again.
Hi. And if they have any messages about me getting work soon.
Sure. Well, we'll see what comes through. So just relax. Inhale deep through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. I'm going to connect with your energy, Wendy, and then we'll see if we can get someone to come through, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Wendy. Okay, so as I'm connecting with your energy, I do feel a bit of heaviness in my chest and... this tells me that, I mean, and I think we know this from our previous conversation, that there is still grieving to be done. And it feels like the weight on my chest tells me that it hasn't been coming out very much. It feels like it hasn't been flowing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I'm feeling, too, it's almost like this breathlessness. Have you been finding lately that you're having a difficult time catching your breath, like just for a second? Because it feels like the weight of the emotions is kind of creeping up and up through the chakras. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yes, it does.
You kind of, okay. And so I have to encourage you that hopefully after we make a connection today, hopefully this will be a good time for you to start allowing those emotions to flow, because you don't want the weight of this grief to manifest itself physically in very unpleasant ways. Everyone goes through grieving in their own way, in their own time, and there's no right or wrong way to grieve. But, of course, we have to at least start. We have to allow ourselves to start. Okay, and so I do feel a loved one coming forward. I'm going to describe her the best that I can, and you let me know if you recognize her, okay? And I do feel this is a female vibration.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so as she's coming forward, I feel like she was someone who... The first words that are coming to my mind, she's a very gentle spirit. I feel like she was someone who... had a peaceful smile, someone who was able to calm your own fears or calm your own thoughts when things were kind of stressful for you. I feel like she was somebody who was able to... I feel like she wasn't the loudest talker. I feel like when she was here, she spoke... you know, enough. I feel like she liked to be an observer. I feel like she listened to people. It feels like she was a very good listener and was someone who responded with calming, helpful suggestions and words and things that kind of put people's minds at ease. And I feel like this is probably more in her younger years too. I feel like that was something she did, especially for the children in her life. I feel like she was somebody who was also, I'm feeling a bit of that breathlessness with her too. So I feel like she probably went through that as well before she went home. There was a bit of tension in her own chest. So that would either have to do with what she was experiencing physically or emotionally. It feels more physical to me, so I'm going to go with that. It feels like she probably had to, yeah, because I keep having to catch my own breath. So it tells me that she probably had some issues with this in later years or at some point in her life. I'm also feeling with her that she was somebody, okay, but she's smiling right now, and I just feel like she was somebody who really just enjoyed time with her loved ones. And I just see her smiling. Like when she had everyone in the room together, she was fine. Everything was good. It feels like she worried a lot about her kids, but I don't know if she expressed this a lot, but it feels like she worried a lot. Does that make sense? Do you recognize her at all yet?
Absolutely.
Is this mom?
It sounds like my beloved mother, Luana.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so I'm glad we were able to bring someone forward that you wanted to hear from today. I feel with her that she's coming forward today, and I feel like she's giving you this big hug, and it's getting more emotional that she's making a stronger connection, and I feel so I can kind of like see tears coming down her face, but in a good way, like not in a sad way, but it feels like she's holding you close and that she really wants you to start letting the tears flow, because she says, he's fine. He's with us. Everything's going to be fine. He's working on it. I feel like she's referring to your brother, and it feels like he's going through healing still, which I'm seeing a figure of who I think is him in the distance, but it tells me that he's still healing and it's not time yet. That's okay. But I do feel a lot of emotions with this, and I feel like you need to know that everything is okay and that they're with you, allowing, you know, trying to give you the strength you need to remember that they're with you, but you still have a lot to do here. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so as I keep, it's like I'm reaching out and trying to give you a hug myself, because I can feel her just hugging you and just kind of stroking the back of your head and patting your back. And these are the things, like I'm actually physically doing these motions right now, as I often do when I'm connected with spirit. And I feel like she just says she's so much there for you. Like, I feel like, I don't know if you've ever noticed this. Okay. But what she's showing me is it feels like there's a lot of thinking that goes on when you're trying to sleep. And do you ever feel on your bed almost like someone's sitting down on the foot of it? Because it feels like she likes to, you know, make that this sign for you that she sits down on your bed and she listens to you. Does that make sense to you?
Well, sometimes I feel a presence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so I feel like she likes to make herself known in your bedroom. I feel like wherever you lay down to go to sleep, it's like she sits kind of there watching, and she likes to be there for you and likes to connect with you while you're sleeping. Okay, and she says not to. Okay, she says that you're very focused on your getting work. I know that you've mentioned before when we talked on Thursday that you feel like working right now would help you get through what you're going through right now with your grief. But I feel like she says, don't look for something to take away you have to really process what's going on. Because it feels like you're trying to distract yourself, which I understand. We all sometimes need that distraction from what we're feeling. But I feel like she's saying that once you start letting it flow more and start really focusing on letting it surface and not kind of keeping it contained, as the emotions flow and the healing starts and you start releasing, it feels like something will be coming up more after that. So she says not to put the cart before the horse. You have to go through what you have to go through, whether you're fighting it or not. Does that make sense to you, Wendy?
Yes, but I don't have any income coming in, so it's very important to be able to pay my bills and rent and everything else.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then, she says, well, then the sooner the better then, isn't it? So she's kind of smiling and holding your hand, and she really wants you to, you know, I know sometimes they bring something forward that we don't necessarily want to hear or we don't necessarily agree with. But I do feel like when you need it, the income will be there for when you do need it. So it feels like putting less emphasis or less stress on what's not happening just yet and more focus on the time you have right now to start letting those emotions flow so that you can get to a place where you're going to be able to get the employment that you want. She said, do you want to take the first thing that comes by, or do you want the one that you really want? And I feel like the one that you really want will be more accessible to you the more that you are willing to embrace what you're going through right now. And I know that you say that, mm-hmm. you know, that you need income and all this stuff, and obviously I completely empathize with that. We live in a physical world. We have to pay our bills. We all do. But she's not giving me a timeline, which tells me that this is part of your life lessons. It has to be, because it's sometimes when it's not a part of our life lessons, it's like, oh yeah, that, you know, do these things, or, you know, they give suggestions about where to go and all that, and it, you know, flows very naturally. But when I feel kind of a block in terms of information flowing to me, it tells me that it's part of our life lessons. And unfortunately, because we're in a physical world, we think, well, what I have to go through here kind of trumps things that, you know, I might have signed up to learn about. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. It's what we signed up to learn about that we have to accept. And right now I feel like this is about acceptance for you, acceptance of everything that's occurred, acceptance about not having control over what's coming up, but, you know, doing the best that you can to make what you want happen to actually occur, and then letting it go. And I feel with her specifically that she's really saying, don't worry. She's saying, please don't worry. So I know that is easier said than done, but I'm hoping that hearing this from her directly, that you'll be able to let go of what isn't happening just in this moment, and take some of the time she's recommending for yourself, and know that it what you need will be there when you need it. Does that make sense?
All right. It is stressful for me though, because it's becoming dramatically important that I start bringing in some money.
Right, and I understand that, but you have to hear what they're saying. She's saying not to worry, because the worrying is not going to change it, first of all. But I don't mm-hmm. feel like what I'm feeling is not, I'm not getting the day or time or when it's going to happen, but I do feel that what you need will be there when you need it. I feel like the money will be there when you need it, okay? So I know that that's probably not comforting, because you're thinking, well, I need to know how it's going to be there, because obviously I don't have this job yet, or I'm not expecting a check in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. And
what I think here also is, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. What did you want to say?
She was saying, I don't know if this applies to some place that you've applied to, but what I do hear from her is call back on Monday. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
That's what she's saying.
Whether,
I feel like she's giving you a bit more than she should. But go ahead.
I don't know whether, because I wasn't going to call on Monday. I was going to call on Tuesday, but now I will call on Monday.
She says call back on Monday.
I don't know if she's referring to School Federal Credit Union. For the first time, I have a real good chance with them, or TRICARE.
Well, call them all. What harm could there be in calling whoever would be a potential employer, right?
Okay,
good.
I will.
Okay, Wendy, well, I hope that you enjoy this connection with your mother. She's a lovely spirit, and I feel that she's around you often, and I really hope that you try not to worry. I know that, and I understand that it's hard not to worry, but I feel with her, they're doing everything they can to help, and I feel like when you need it the most, it will be there. So please try to let go, and just know that it'll be there for you when you need it, okay?
Thank you. And how do they help on the spirit world side regarding getting employment?
Well, for everything, they do the best they can to give us suggestions and guidance, like what she just did, call back on Monday, just a simple phrase, giving us ideas,
okay.
Helping us. Sometimes they help, you know, when you open up your internet browser or whatever, and like a perfect job comes up or something like that. They
yeah.
help in ways like that. They can work with technology, so that helps a lot.
Oh,
okay.
Really? Because that happened this morning.
Yeah, well, that's what they do.
Yeah, and you mentioned her breathing. Is she okay?
I'm sorry?
You mentioned her breathing. Is she okay?
Oh, no, she's perfectly fine there. No, when I feel something, when they start to connect, it helps me to validate who they are for you. So it would have been something that she experienced when she was here. But no, she's perfectly fine in spirit. She's done her healing. I feel like she's there helping, and she's doing the best she can to, you know, be there for you and anyone else that she's around, okay?
Thank you. And I just want all three of them to know that I love them dearly, and I'm very thankful to all of them, and I cherish their love, and I love them forever, and I want to be together
okay, and
with
they
them
can,
forever.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. And they can hear you, so you can tell them that anytime you want, okay? I want to wish you so many blessings, Mindy, and I really hope that when you call back on Monday that things work out for you, okay?
Very nice of you. Take care. Say a prayer.
Thank you. I will. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay. So, yeah, unfortunately, like, when we – often when someone books a reading and they really want to hear about – one specific thing, I can never promise that spirit can give an answer. I can always ask. I have no problems asking, so long as it doesn't cross any boundaries or anything like that. But it's completely up to what your life lessons are and everything else that determines what spirit can provide. And so what we might want desperately can vastly differ from what they know we need. But when spirit does tell me to tell someone not to worry, I would definitely take that to heart, because they know what we need, and they know how to help us. So we have to sometimes trust. And it can be difficult to trust, I know, but I've just been doing this far too long, maybe, that's why I trust so much. And I've seen it so many times where, while, you know, someone worries and worries and worries, it's always there when we need it the most. And we're never unsupported. We always have support and love and guidance from spirit. We're going to take another caller here. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Patty, and I'm enjoying the show very much.
Thank you.
A message from spirit name, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just any. I'm sorry. You kind of broke up there. You wanted just a spirit from message from spirit today?
Yes, I'm a spirit guide name.
Okay, sure. I will connect with your energy, Patty, just try to enjoy. Try to allow the energy to flow. Inhaling deeply through your nose, and exhaling slowly through your mouth. And we'll see if we can connect you with one of your guides today. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Patty. Okay, Patty, so as I'm connecting with your energy, I do feel a few things predominantly, and I'll mention the first one. I do feel a bit of tension in my third eye chakra. So that tells me that I feel like you're growing quite a bit right now. I don't know if you've been trying to learn and take on new ideas of spirituality and spiritual practices, but I do feel there's significant growth there, and I feel like a lot of also potential. Sometimes this can manifest itself, though, in headaches, if there's any blockages, or if we're kind of not... if we're not as sure about how to move forward, sometimes this can manifest itself. But what I'm also feeling with you is tingling in my hands. So this tells me that there is lots of healing energy with you. And I don't know if you've taken any classes or anything like that, but I do feel flowing energy coming out of your hands. Have you ever felt heat or tingling in your hands at all?
Yes, I can Reiki 1 and 2. So I've been trying to work Reiki.
Perfect. So, yes, you absolutely have that kind of energy. So I would definitely say keep going with it. So, okay. And what I also feel with you, Patty, is I feel like there's a lot of this is exactly how they just made me feel. It's like there was a lot of tension in my upper back and my neck, but I also feel like it felt like it was starting to release. So I feel like over the last while, you've been learning how to let go more, to forgive, to release what doesn't suit you on your path anymore. So it feels like there's, again, that keeping in line with that idea of a lot of growth happening. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Good job. Okay, so I do feel one of your guides coming forward today. Have you met any of your guides before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, but did you hear my description about how I feel guides come forward and all that? Are you familiar with how I do that? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Okay, and so, okay, absolutely one of your guides is coming forward. Okay. Oh, lovely. Your guide of light is coming forward today. And guide of light, their role is to help us with our spiritual growth. One thing I teach in my courses and all that about spirit guides is we have, seven main guides usually around us. Sometimes we have one more, sometimes we have one less. It depends on our path. But the titles of them, there are certain ones that help us with aspects of our lives. So with the healer guide, they help with the physical. With our philosopher guide, they help with the intellectual, mental. With our guide of compassion, they help with our emotional. And our guide of light helps with our spiritual. And your spiritual guide is coming forward. She's beautiful. Female vibration. I feel that she's throwing herself is very, very peaceful. She's actually, what she's showing me is she's coming forward and she's walking and she's playing a flute, like a traditional, like a metal flute. So it's very beautiful. I play the flute and I love it. So I've seen her walking forward and playing this beautiful tune. And She puts it down. I'm seeing her. She's got like this red hair, and it's like side bangs kind of swept over, almost over one eye. And her hair is kind of, but the rest of her hair is kind of short. Like it's almost like she's got like a bit of a pixie cut. And she's showing herself. It's like she's like a grown-up fairy. She's just so beautiful, but also very pixie-like. It's very interesting. And I feel with her that she's wearing like a green dress. And it's like a very deep emerald green. And I feel that she's got a lot of like a Celtic vibration with her. So I feel like she's Irish. I'm going to get her name for you. She's even in her face. It's almost like she's got these like pointed features. Very, very pixie-like. It's very interesting for me because I don't see a lot like this. But what I feel with her, let's see what her name is. Okay. Oh, how do you... Tala? Okay. I feel like her name is Kala, and she's just like the lily. I don't know if that makes sense. Kala. It's beautiful. Okay. And so what I feel with her is that she's coming forward, and guides of light, they help us, like I said, with our spiritual paths. They're the chart keepers. They're the ones that kind of hold on to our charts that we created before we were born. And so they often sometimes show me, they will unroll it and kind of show me where we are on your specific path. And she's, okay, she is showing me yours. Okay. Okay, and she's showing me this big circle, and it's like this big circle in green, and it's like that's when, and she's pointing to it, and she's like, that's when she decided to heal. That's when she decided to be who she is. And I feel like this was probably not too in the far past. It feels like there was just a time when you kind of just felt like, why am I doing all of the things that I'm doing? Why am I working so hard for this? And it feels like there was a shift in your perspective. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, very much so.
Good. And so Kala's bringing this forward, and she's saying, she's so happy for you. She says, she says that you're feeling so much more lighter and freer and able to move forward in a way that you haven't felt. So it's almost like in the last little while, you've had so much more growth than you did in like, say, 5 years, right? It's just been so abundant in beautiful energy and healing, and it feels like you're getting to a place where not only do you accept yourself, but you're starting to really love who you are. Does that make sense?
It does.
Good. And so she wants you to, like, she's encouraging you to keep going with it and to remember that all of those intuitive thoughts, all of those ideas that you have, like, sometimes they come forward in the form of, like, urges, like, oh, I feel like the urge to pursue this or that. She says not to discount any of them, because everything that you're feeling is very valid for your path. And I feel like they give you a lot of ideas right now about ways you could increase all of this, you know, this potential that you've been working on. And it feels like there's just such an attainable level of inner peace for you. And it feels like she's walking this path with you and encouraging you to keep going, even when unpleasant stuff comes up. Because sometimes when we start all of this, a lot of stuff from the past comes up and we're wondering, why does it feel like that? Why do I feel so sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
So she wants you to not to be hard on yourself when you go through what you think might be a setback or something that, you, like, it's almost like you get these roadblocks sometimes where you feel like, oh, maybe I'm not as far along as I thought I was. Does that happen to you
right.
sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's saying she's saying don't think like that. She's like, instead, just think of it as a blessing. Thank the roadblock, as you might call it, or a setback. Thank it for giving you another opportunity to heal more and to, you know, kind of overcome it so much that you're at a higher vibration than, you know, before you met that other roadblock. So don't be hard on yourself when these things come up, and don't fault yourself for being human and having these feelings that come up sometimes, because no matter how spiritual we get, I mean, we're still going to have the feelings that we would have had before, and sometimes even more magnified. Sometimes we feel more angry or more upset at things than before because we're so open and we express those emotions freely. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes, in a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. And so she wants you to know all of that's very valid, and not to, you know, kind of put yourself down or be hard on yourself. Like, oh, well, if I'm living this kind of life, I should be more forgiving, or I should be more peaceful, or I should, you know, don't put limitations or expectations on what you should or shouldn't be. Just be who you are in the moment and allow it to flow. And she's saying that the more you do this, like, because I feel like you're already pretty good at staying in the moment. You're not someone who is dwelling too much on the past anymore. I feel like that's very good. But she's saying that it's specifically with these roadblocks, not to think that you're being anchored down or, you know, in a rut or anything like that. You can get past them, and in a beautiful way. And she says that she just loves so much watching you right now. She says that the energy is just beautiful, and I hope that you can accept all of these beautiful messages from her.
I will. Is there anything? Is there any energy surrounding the relationship between Dear and I?
Well, you know what? I'm just going to say, first of all, I'll hold on to our. The show's ending it right away, so I'm going to say hold on the line, but I'm just going to say goodbye to all of our other listeners.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling today, and I'll continue talking with you. Okay, so the show is ended, but I will. So you wanted to ask about a relationship?
Yes, between Dear
okay.
and I.
Okay, so oftentimes, especially because we have free will, it's difficult for our guys to say, oh, it's going to work out, or, oh, you know, if it's not going to affect your life lessons, then they'll give me something. But I'll see what she says. Okay. Okay, so I don't know how long you've been together, but what it feels like is that there's... The image she's giving me, it's like you're walking down a path together, and all of a sudden there's like this fork in the road. And so it feels like this represents that it could really go either way. Either it could, there could be a strong commitment and things can move forward and be happy and not that the only route to happiness would be to be together. It feels like if things went the other way, it feels like there would still be a friendship involved. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. We reunited after 20 years. We've just been for the past maybe 6-7 months and sporadically seeing each. That's why I was wondering if it went into a deeper relationship.
Right. Well, it feels like if it did, that there would have to be a lot of give and take, like maybe a bit of, I don't want to say the word sacrifice, but almost like you'd have to be willing to let go of certain things in order to make it happen. So I think it's definitely more of a free will question. It's more of what are you willing to put into it? What are you both willing to put into it to make it happen is what I'm hearing. And so I feel like it's very feasible, but it's also you'd have to have a really big open conversation about all of that. Does that make sense? Hello?
Okay,
I'm sorry. I think you might have broke up there. I can't.
I lost the sound.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay. Hello? Can you still hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I lost
Can you still
the
hear me?
Sound. Hello? You said it was very feasible.
Oh, okay.
I lost the sound.
I don't know what happened there. Okay. So I think, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Oh, okay. Just
yes,
making sure.
Hello?
I can't remember exactly what I just said, but I feel like she says it was very feasible, but it would be a matter of having a big open conversation about what you're both willing to put into it and, you know, just being very open and honest with each other and kind of setting goals or, you know, seeing if you guys can get on the same page with regards to moving forward. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It's kind of confirmation
Perfect.
What I've been, but I just need more guidance too.
Right. Well, sometimes it helps to hear it, even though you know it or probably heard it before. It helps to hear them say it too, right? That, you know, it kind of validates things. So
yes.
I really hope that this has been helpful for you.
It's been very helpful. I appreciate the extra time. Thank you so much. Enjoy the show.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Take care.
Blessings Bye-bye. To you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.